Last night, the DCCW premiered part one of Elseworlds, and I'm not going to talk about that here. I'm not going to spoil that here. I'm just going to tell you that I love part one, and you can look to DCTV Squadcast for full coverage on that later this week. But I thought I would look back and take a look at the previous DCCW crossovers. I think you can really put them back to starting with year two of the DCCW, which would be season two of Arrow. I think that in episodes 8 and 9, when Barry Allen was introduced to the world before he had his powers, I think retroactively, that is the first time. Historically, the crossovers are in episode 8, or as this year, episode 9 of Arrow and Flash and now Supergirl. And that year it was episodes 8 and 9. And I remember being really excited to have this character introduced to the world. I remember completely geeking out when they showed the lightning strike. Up until that point, in fact, in those very episodes, we were just starting to get hints of Mirakuru and what that could do. And this is the first time, I mean, they were full on doing something comic booky with this. I've argued it before, but Barry Allen's introduction to Arrow, I think, changed the entire DCCW landscape for the better. The following year, Arrow Season 3, Flash Season 1, we got the two-part Brave and the Bold and Flash vs. Arrow episodes. Actually, those were reversed. Flash vs. Arrow was first. That was the one that took place on the Flash. And then Brave and the Bold was a more traditional team-up on taking place on Arrow. And I remember with these two, I actually waited until I had both of them available to me to watch them in one sitting. And it's funny because it's the only one I've done that with. And those are the ones that are the least connected to each other. In fact, the two parts aren't connected much at all. In the first part, the Flash episode, you do get a mention of Captain Boomerang, who is the villain of the Arrow episode. But the two adventures themselves are disconnected. And in fact, the only thing that really does connect them is the theme of each respective hero having to learn to operate in the other hero's city with the other hero's rules and against their type of villains. And yes, in the comics, Captain Boomerang is traditionally a Flash villain, but at the time, he definitely fit the Arrow mold more, and that is where they put him. Of course, that also started the running gag of Barry super speeding Diggle somewhere and Diggle throwing up in response, something that continues to this year and has never once failed to make me laugh. I always get a kick out of that. The following year after that was the Legends of Tomorrow kickoff event, where they had the Legends of Yesterday and the Legends of Today event, which featured at that point the biggest crossover for sure, definitely the most costume heroes. You had the introductions of Hawkman and Hawkgirl, for example, as well as Spartan, Black Canary, Speedy. All of these different heroes were involved. I remember that year, the first part of those seasons was building up to those characters. They were building up to the Legends of Tomorrow. They were maneuvering some of the characters in play to be ready for that show. They were setting up Firestorm. They were setting up Adam, White Canary. And the final setup was for the Hawks that they did in this kickoff event, which I really enjoyed these two episodes a lot. It's not the strongest one. I actually think the crossovers have gotten stronger, and it's not the strongest, but it is one that I really appreciate. As a side note, this year you did also have Flash crossover to Supergirl when Supergirl was still on CBS, Crossing the Multiverse, and this was the not the introduction of the multiverse concept that happened this same season earlier in Flash, but it bridged the gap between those shows, making Supergirl, confirming it as part of the continuity. That took place in, I believe it was episode 18 of Supergirl Season 1, World's Finest, and I do think that is worth a mention, even though it's not one of the major crossovers. The following year, you get Invasion. Now, Invasion was billed as a four-night event, and they took a lot of heat for that, and including for me. I was critical of it, because the Supergirl part, which was night one, was a Supergirl episode with like a 30-second stinger at the very end for Invasion that they essentially replayed the following night in the episode of The Flash. So it was really just three parts, and that's fine. If they had just advertised it as three parts the whole time, I'd have been fine with that. That said, it was a fun episode, or a fun series. It was the Dominators, an alien invasion coming, and their respective teams, you know, Supergirl, and then Team Flash, Team Arrow, and the Legends coming together to face this threat. And you got some really great hero versus hero battles due to some kind of like mind control. You got to have the awesome, epic, massive group action shot with all the heroes versus all the aliens at the end. It was really fun, if not the strongest crossover. Now, one thing about that crossover you did get was Arrow season 5, episode 8 was the 100th episode. And some people, myself included, did give a little bit of criticism that they tried to serve both the crossover and the 100th episode at the same time and failed to fully live up to both of them. This year, they did the Flash 100th episode separate from Elseworlds, and I think that was to their benefit. That was definitely a good decision, and I hope they follow that model next year for Supergirl, if that's the case. So I guess Supergirl has had a few less episodes, so it wouldn't quite line up, but hopefully her 100th episode is something that they devote to her as well. Last year, we had Crisis on Earth X, which to date is my favorite DC event of the year. I will need to have Elseworlds. I need to see it finish out, see how it closes up to put that in a ranking with that. But I love and adore Crisis on Earth X. I think it's 4 episodes telling one long story, and I think it was just phenomenal. And they really pulled off something truly special there. They went a different route with it. Evil Nazi versions of the heroes coming across to invade Earth 1. You know, Supergirl and Alex were major parts of it. They were there because Flash or Barry and Iris were getting married. And so they were already there. But that's good because the Earth Xers are on an Earth where their Flash, who was actually the Reverse Flash, their Arrow and their Supergirl were all together already. So it's a good thing she was there. Absolutely fantastic crossover. It's the one that I say, if you can only watch one of these, if you can't catch every one of them, that's the one to watch. And finally, that brings us up to what's going on right now. Elseworlds Part 1 last night. Again, I absolutely loved it. It was a great start to this 3-night event. I can't wait for the next episode tonight and, of course, the finale tomorrow. All right, let me know what you think. Brentac Prime on Twitter.